And here we are. We're back in the house with Adrian Dobbs.
Hello.
What's up, brother?
Not too much.
Dude, I just saw you pull into here. I'm so glad your brakes work. What were you trying to do? Get your tire to...
I was trying to get my tires to squeal.
I just don't want to do that.
You just... Not very often do you get an open parking lot. You got to take advantage of it.
That's true. Yeah. Very rarely do we get an open parking lot. Good problem to have at a church.
Yeah.
How's your day been, sir?
It's been good.
Good.
I've been lazy.
Been lazy?
Yeah.
I went to the store today.
Off work.
Yeah, I went there today. You weren't there.
Yeah.
Slacking. It's all good, man. I'm glad you had a good day. I had a good day as well. Got a lot of work done, and now here we are, about to record a podcast. We're going to be talking tech today, ladies and gentlemen.
Technology.
We're using it to record this podcast. We're going to talk about it. If that's your thing, you're probably in for a treat. If it's not, there's really no excuse not to just listen anyway. You know, I mean, maybe you'll hear something you like because Adrian's here. We can't usually get Adrian here, but he's here. Now all we need is Rusty and Trey. We're not talking about cars. However,
I will refrain from talking about cars.
Well, I do want to actually open with something you once said on this podcast.
Uh-oh.
You once said that cars are the most beautiful form that technology takes.
Yes, definitely.
Now, in my opinion, Apple makes the most beautiful tech products in this world. Some of the most beautiful.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because that Audi we saw the other day was sweet. Oh, my goodness. We went to a car show. Yes, I went to a car show.
It was fun, too.
It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Then we went to mugshots afterwards, which was not a bad idea.
Not at all.
It was great. But, man, I mean, like, you and I have the same phone.
Yep.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. I agree.
It's so pretty, man. Fragile. Costs
yes.
a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, man. Speaking of phones, we both are apostolic.
Yeah.
We have.
Apostolic.
You've never heard that?
I don't guess so.
I wish I could say that I coined it, but I heard it from Pastor Mark Brown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so shout out to him if he's listening or anyone in his church. Have you ever owned an Android phone?
I have not.
You have not? Really?
I had... Not really. That was mine. I had one given to me just to see if I could fix it. And they said, if you can't fix it, don't worry about it. So I kind of toyed around with it. Couldn't realize the screen really wasn't worth buying because the phone was so old. And that was about it. My dad had one, so I had to learn a lot about him to help him with this.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I had
but
one.
But I've never owned one myself.
Well, you're not – I'm going to make some people mad. You're not missing out on much. My first smartphone was an Android phone. It was an HTC Desire way back in the day. It was like, I don't even know what year it was.
That's been a while.
Yes, it was it was quite a while back. But at the time, I thought it was great. And it was when I first got it. Screen was beautiful. Everything looked good. I thought it was like a wedding photographer quality camera on it. Like, I was like, you could shoot weddings with this thing. But then as time went on, software started to overpower hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I began.
That's always been the problem with Android phones.
Mm-hmm. And I began to experience issues, and I actually asked on Facebook, what phone should I get because I'm about to switch. Everyone's like, iPhone. I was like, what is an iPhone? Which is a preposterous statement to make.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what it was, and so I got to doing my research, and I saw that they were about to come to C Spire, who I was with at the time.
Right.
And no going back, bro.
Nah.
No going back.
I agree. I tried a Windows phone for a little while.
Really?
I did.
They don't even make those anymore.
No, they don't. And I really liked it.
Really?
I did.
What was it like?
Well, it had a lot of features that Apple didn't,
mm-hmm.
but my biggest complaint with it was the battery.
Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't
How big
last
was it?
At all. It was about the same size as iPhone 6.
Hmm. So not too small.
It was a Nokia Lumia something.
Did it run like Windows 8 or... I don't know what year you had
Windows
it.
Phone 8 is what they called it.
Windows Phone 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I saw one of those, now that I think about it. There was a guy I used to work with at the shipyard. He had one. It was huge, though. Like, his was like a massive, almost like a phablet type thing. I don't know what phone it could have been, but but it was huge. I think it was an iPhone 4S that I had.
Was your first iPhone?
It was my first iPhone. Bro,
that was a good phone.
It was a great phone. And see, what was crazy is I got off work at the radio station, and which was in Ocean Springs. I've broke so many laws trying to get to Loosedale C Spire before they closed because I was like, I have saved up. I'm paying for it with cash. I'm buying this phone today. And I went, and I didn't know anything about them. And the guy was like, okay, do you want the you know, the 16, the 64, or whatever the storages were. And I was like, well, what's the difference? He began to try to explain to me. I didn't know what gigs were. I didn't know what all that meant. And I was like, well, that one's cheaper. I want that one. It was the one with the less storage.
Yeah.
I lived with that thing for like 4 years.
And that was back in the day, too, whenever they would give you a discount on contract. It was like $200.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a deal now.
Man, it's like, come on, I'll take $200 off.
Absolutely.
Goodness gracious. These phones are like over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
Yeah.
But, and I heard Tim Cook in an interview try to like justify it. He's like, well, if you really look at it, his point he was making is like, most people buy them on contracts or you're paying for it monthly.
Right.
He's like, so really you're paying like $1 a day for your iPhone. It's like, yeah, but I'm not though. I'm actually paying like $400 a month.
All up front.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
yeah.
Oh man, but that's okay.
My first iPhone was the 3G. It was a hand-me-down from my dad I got in 2009.
Really?
Right before we went to Norway. So it was perfect timing.
Yeah.
I had something to do on the plane. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Just glued to it.
Yes.
Man, did you ever, back in the day, play with anything like the Hit Clips and stuff like that, or a Game Boy?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I had a Game Boy Advance and a PSP back in the day.
So, you know, like, for me, it was like that fascination of, you know, I didn't have a PSP. I had a Game Boy Color, but you had to have the light shine down on the screen.
Yes.
I was like, this thing doesn't need a light.
I was telling the twins about that a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Somebody gave them a Game Boy SP. I was like, I never had this one. It's got a backlight.
Right, exactly.
I had the little worm light that you had to plug into the side, and it would shine down on the screen and be in the way the whole time.
Be in the way the entire time. And everyone on the bus had one.
Yeah.
Like, everyone had their little lights, and then you could see people. See, it's always been people are looking down at something. Back in the day, it was like newspapers, stuff like that. Then, you know, our generation, Game Boys, stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Now it's phones.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has phones. Man, speaking of that, we are living in a world I never dreamed we'd live in, bro. Like, I can't believe that in my pocket right now is basically a little computer.
Yeah.
And computers used to be, like, huge, and I think the first ones even, like, took up a whole room, you know,
yep,
stuff like that.
The first ones did.
Yeah, and now they're just in our pockets, just doing what they do. I do not have children, but you do.
I have two.
You have two children, two young men that are going to grow up in this very technologically advanced world. And as I was getting this episode together, I was like, I wonder what his thoughts are about that. Do you have any concerns?
They don't really play with phones too much at this point. They're interested in them,
mm-hmm,
but they don't play with them too much. They like to watch cartoons and stuff like that. But as far as playing a game or something on a phone, they don't do that so far.
Do they, like, seek it out? Like, give me the phone, I want it?
Not really, unless they see it.
Yeah.
Like, if they see you with it, they'll want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder, like, I can't put myself there mentally right now because I don't have a child, so I don't know, like, what it's like. But I would just imagine, again, out of total ignorance of what it feels like, that I'll probably be like Steve Jobs. Even though he was Steve Jobs, he was very particular about how much screen time he allowed his kids to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what's wise, you know, what's the best way to go about doing that. But I think there definitely has to be limits. There has to
yeah,
be
there
balance.
Does. There it does.
Do you ever
It's just hard to find something else to do.
It really is. Well, and two, like, whenever you're on the plane, say, for example, and, like,
right,
for, and nobody wants to be there.
No.
Very few people want to be there. So it's like you escape to your iPad or your phone or whatever.
Right.
And you look around, and you're like, everyone on this plane is doing this. I guess I'll do it, too.
Well, you know? There's very few good movies to watch on a plane or anything like that with their little on-screen or in-flight entertainment stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
When I got my first iPhone, I was just blown away by the App Store, how all these games were free.
Right, just free.
So I just loaded up before the plane took off. I had plenty to do.
Have you ever had to experience in-flight Wi-Fi?
I haven't.
I heard it's a joke.
Well, I don't know. It's not the best, but
no,
it's enough to text people.
I guess so. As long as we can use iMessage, I
yeah,
guess we're good with that.
Dad had it on his way home from Australia this time and was texting us about how fast his plane was going.
Really?
And we kind of got into an argument because the number he sent was faster than the speed of sound. But it was actually accurate.
Really?
It was. Yeah.
How does that work?
They caught a tailwind. He ended up getting to Los Angeles like an hour and a half earlier than he should have.
Oh, man. That's got to be a good feeling.
Because this is kind of off subject. But
okay.
The speed of sound changes depending on your altitude because of the air density.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's up that high, the speed of sound is lower than that number. But at sea level, it was higher.
Yeah. Last time I was on a plane, I looked out the window and I could see, like, there were no clouds. And I could see, like, the ground. And it looked and felt like we were moving at the speed of smell. Like, it was so, like, we were just creeping. And I'm like, every time I see a plane in the air, it looks like they're, you know, they're just going by.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like we're not even moving.
Yeah.
But you're going, you know, hundreds of miles per hour, I guess.
Right.
It's awesome.
He was doing 700, almost 800 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
that's moving.
That is moving.
That is moving. My goodness. Well, speaking of the App Store, we're going to, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I have a guilty pleasure. And that is, I think I've told you about this before, I like to watch what's on my iPhone videos.
Yes, you did tell me about that.
I feel like I'm the only person that I actually, you know, that no one else does this. I know they do because they have like millions of views on YouTube, but
no
one.
You told me about it, and I tried to watch one and just couldn't get into it.
You couldn't get into it?
I couldn't get into it.
Man, I love it. I love to see how people like, and I know it's like the geekiest thing in the world, but I love to see how people have their home screens laid out. I like to discover new things that may be useful.
Yeah.
So yeah. So with that being said, Adrian, what's your favorite app? I am not going to apologize.
Probably my favorite app is the built-in news app.
Really?
I really like it. Yeah.
It's so funny you say that. I started using it yesterday.
Really?
Yep. I usually use Flipboard, but now I was like, you know what? I'm going to just try it out. I'm just going to give myself a week and just see how I like it. And so far, I like it pretty good.
Yeah, because you can go in and tell it what you're interested in, and it'll show you things that you're interested in. That's how I keep up with car-related news and tech-related news.
So how often do you use the screen time feature in iOS 12?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Are you scared to?
Probably.
You should. You should do it because you will be surprised. I was. I thought that I was, like, pretty, you know, I like my phone, but I'm not on it a whole lot.
Yeah.
And it's not really the fact that you're on it a lot. It's what you use the most.
Yeah.
I was ashamed of how much I was on Facebook. Because here's the thing about me and Facebook. I have a mostly hate, very little love relationship with Facebook. I don't remember the last time I got on and was glad I did so. But it's like I scroll and I'm like, this is blowing my mind. What's next? You know? And I was like, man, I gotta limit this. And what's cool is like the next week it gives you an update. Hey, your screen time usage was down by like 30%.
Yeah.
And you feel good about that. It's like, man, I'm doing good. Who needs this phone? I'm gonna throw it away. I'm not gonna throw it away.
I hear you. But now Facebook, what cracks me up the most about Facebook is people who get on there and whine about technology on Facebook from a smartphone.
Right.
That is hilarious to me.
It is so funny, man. And Facebook, just, I feel like that Facebook has become like a diary for most people.
Yes.
Like an online diary that they share with everyone. And if that's you, fine. But I tend to unfollow those that do that.
I have gotten a lot less reluctant to hit that unfollow button lately.
Well, truthfully, it's like it's nothing personal. I like you.
I just
don't like what you put on Facebook.
Right.
You know, so. But speaking of that, one of my points I have on here is social media in general, not just Facebook, but that we have Instagram and Twitter, which is basically another thing that nobody uses that I know.
I don't have either of those.
You don't have Instagram or Twitter?
I don't.
Really?
I have no need for them.
But you have Facebook.
Yeah.
You need to reprioritize your life, my friend. Well, how do you feel about, why don't you have them? Like, is there a particular reason?
I've never seen a real need for them.
Okay. I can understand that, I suppose. So, social media then, do you feel it's made the world a better place or worse? Or what's your view on that?
Worse.
Really?
Yes.
In what ways?
Just because there's a lot of people that'll get on it and say things to other people that they definitely wouldn't say face to face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't know if you like that person or not, but you have just decided that you don't just because of one thing they put online, and you're calling them all kinds of names. And, I mean, just you wouldn't have those kind of interactions with somebody you didn't know if it was face to face.
Digital courage.
Yeah.
Especially when the, especially when like the username is something that's totally like Cheeto Bag 45, like no one knows who that is. That's like that was something that I heard that point made one day, and I was like, man, I need to make all of my handles like I want my name to be in it, because for one, I can tell you, it will reduce your urge to, you know, make a comment like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, this is my name. People can see that it's me.
No hiding.
Exactly. There's no hiding. And so, but two, like, don't hide behind a username. You know, don't hide behind a handle. Like, if you got something to say and it's important enough for you to say, people should know that it's you saying it.
Right.
And so, as far as whether it's social media has made the world a better or worse place, I think that it's like, the way I view it, it's like any other tool. You can use a hammer to build a house, or you can use it to hit someone in the head.
Right.
You know, like, I think it just depends on who's behind it and what they're doing with it.
Yeah, I mean, because it's got its good qualities too.
Yeah.
Like, especially when you can go online and see what all the other churches are doing, and they're having a revival, all those great things.
Live streaming.
We can keep, we can keep in touch with our sister church in Norway. Shout out to Brother Andreasen if he listens.
Shout out. I hope he listens. He should come on the show.
He's awesome. He is. I love Brother Andreas.
He is so awesome. I don't know. I feel like that now, well, in fact, I just know, like, right now, there's no going back. Like, social media as a whole will probably never die out until the Lord comes, which is, you know, it's neither here nor there, I guess. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
Right. And another thing that's neat about social media is that you have a direct line to companies or something like that that you normally wouldn't have. Like Rusty sent me a picture a long time ago of a car one of his friends spotted on the coast, and it ended up being a Porsche, but it took me probably 20 minutes of looking at this picture to figure it out because it was in camouflage. And I sent it to Car and Driver magazine. I was like, do you know what this is? I think it's the new generation 911. And I can't think of another time where, unless you send an email or something like that, where you'd be able to contact a company like that directly.
Right.
I thought it was kind of neat.
Well, seeing what you're talking about.
To be able to do that.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool things about Twitter, too. Like, I know you don't have Twitter, but you can follow companies and you can tweet them, and they, a lot of them will respond. Like Wendy's, bro.
Wendy's cracks.
Wendy's is straight savage on Twitter, man. It is one. And, oh my word! When IHOP pulled the whole IHOP thing.
Yes.
Twitter was wonderful. All the major chains like Burger King, McDonald's, when they were all like changing their names and their logos to something else. And it was fantastic. I've never done something that was as important as what you just said, but I did do this. I tweeted Buffalo Wild Wings one time, just randomly out of nowhere, and just said, love you. And they responded. And they said, we're glad.
That would never happen before
Exactly.
Now.
They tweeted back. They were like, we're glad you love us, and we love you back. And I was like, man, that's my people right there, man. That made me feel good on the inside.
But, yeah, I don't have Twitter. I've just seen where people have shared some of the things Wendy's have responded to people.
Twitter is unique because it's better. You can follow, like, most companies have a Twitter, and they post stuff all the time, and you can kind of keep up with it. Twitter is not really useful unless you follow things you're interested in. You don't really, like, you can follow me, and I can tell you right now, you're not going to get a whole lot out of following me personally because I fail to tweet as often as I should. But if you're not following anybody and nobody's following you, but you still tweet, it's literally like having a conversation with yourself and hoping someone else jumps in. It is the most pointless thing in the world when you're not following people that are interesting. I do love Instagram, though. I'm sad you don't have Instagram.
No, like, I don't have.
I thought you did. I guess it's your wife that has Instagram.
Yeah, she does.
Because I see you on there all the time. So
that's great to hear.
Yeah.
Had no idea about this.
You didn't? We all took some wonderful pictures recently.
Oh, yeah.
You and your family.
Yeah.
And they were on there. I'm just like, look at there. Look at the Dobbs family. Looking all good. It was great. Instagram, dude, is like blowing up. Like, I know you're not on there, but right now it is like the thing. Nobody likes Facebook because Facebook will tell people who you are and where they can find you. But it's crazy because Instagram is owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
But they're like two completely different things, it seems like. It's crazy. Speaking of social media and Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all these places have ads.
Yes.
And there's a big conversation going on right now that I want to talk about on here on whether or not our devices are listening to us and they target us with ads that are related to the things that we say. People literally believe that your phone is listening to you. In fact, before you got here, my wife called me. And we were just having a conversation. And in that conversation, she was like, what are you going to eat tonight? Because I'm going to be getting home later. I have a meeting thing after this. And I was like, you know, I don't know. And we were talking about it. She said, Domino's sounds good. I was like, oh, Domino's does sound good, you know. But I won't be home in time. Do what you want to do. Hung up the phone. Apparently, she gets on Facebook. There's a Domino's ad. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact. That happened.
It absolutely happened.
It's crazy.
There's no doubt about it.
It's crazy. Like, what do you think they're listening?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt in your mind. I don't
no
know.
No doubt.
I do find it interesting that in one of the, I think it's, is it the new MacBook Air? Or I think it might be the new MacBook Air. When you close it, the microphone physically detaches on the inside. That's what I've heard.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that until recently, and I can't confirm that. I don't have one, and I have not tested it, but I've heard a lot of people in the tech world like talking about it as a security feature because of this problem that's being talked about. If that's true, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
That they would, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a situation like that happen where you're talking about something and an ad pops up?
I can't think of a time that I've had it happen personally, but I know of several people that have had it happen. And there's probably a way to turn it off. You just have to know what you were looking for.
I guess. I don't know. Here's what I don't understand. I have this phone in my pocket right now, and I could say, hey, personal assistant, you know, not going to say the S word, because they will respond. Everybody says... Like Apple says, oh, we're just listening for the S word. Google says we're listening for, hey, Google. But nothing else. I don't see how that works. Like you've admitted.
I don't know either.
You've admitted you're listening for that. How are you not listening to everything else? But there are literally people who spend money. I've researched this recently. They spend money testing this. They claim that it has more to do with things that you search online, things that you like on Facebook, things that you, pages you visit, that when we're doing those things, apparently we're giving more information out than we realize.
Right.
And so then you get on Facebook, and Facebook and its algorithm is like, oh, yesterday you were on the Papa John's website but didn't order anything. Here's an ad. You should order something today. You know?
Right.
It's just strange,
and
man.
That probably is a big part of it. I saw an article about this the other day, and I can't remember where I saw it.
In that Apple News, man. I remember when they first announced that. I was like, whoa, they're straight going after Flipboard. Because at the time, Flipboard was like the thing. People really enjoyed it, and I still like it. It's just gotten so political. It's ridiculous.
Flipboard has?
Yeah.
I've never used that.
Well, it's cool because you can also, like, choose the things you're interested in. But what's unfortunate is it seems like here lately, despite that, it still, like, bombards you with political things all the time. And I'm not, like, I don't avoid political articles and stuff like that. But sometimes I just want to get on there and not see that. So it's just unfortunate whenever they just kind of serve it up anyway. It's one of those things.
Right.
He's looking for the article.
I am looking for it.
We're trying to find it.
Okay, here's the article. And the title of it is, Your Phone is Listening to You and It's Not Paranoia. And it goes through these tests that they did. And they talked about, like you talked about, where it's listening for the keyword to activate the voice assistant. but they are actually listening for ads as well. And they did a test where they just talked about something without ever Googling it or anything like that, mm-hmm. and it popped up with an ad on Facebook.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, and I have so many mixed feelings about things like that. Like, I know from reading articles like that, I've read enough articles and listened to enough podcasts and this and that and the other to know that we don't have privacy, but it's just so unfortunate.
Right.
Because, like, we feel like we do, you know?
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, somebody that could get access to just Google, the amount of data that Google has on you.
Right. Yeah.
Like, if they ever
they've got a lot of data on everybody.
And we give it to them, mm-hmm. you know? And some people have embraced that, and they're like, well, if I'm going to I already know I don't have privacy, I might as well get some convenience out of it. You know, and they get Google Homes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go that far.
I'm probably not either. I don't have a smart speaker. I can't really think of a good reason to get one.
Me either.
Because they're not great sounding. Now, some of them are, but not as good as I would like. They're not surround.
Right.
I would rather just have a Bluetooth surround sound system.
Really? So Definitely. So sound quality is something that you're
Absolutely.
Interested in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And how far does that go?
Absolutely. What you mean?
Well, like, how much do you see yourself spending on, like, a premium set of headphones?
Premium set of headphones? I don't use headphones that often.
Really?
So,
I can't
the most
say
I've ever spent was $200 on some Beats.
Really?
Yeah.
You like Beats?
I do.
Really?
I do.
I like them. They're not good for podcasting.
They're not good for mixing.
No, they're not. It's something about the Beats audio, like how they have, like, I think it's the...
It's tuned for bass.
Yes, the bass and, like, the highs, I think. They did something to the highs as well. There was this whole thing a couple of years ago. There was a phone, I think it was, like, the HTC One or something like that. It had the front-facing speakers, and it had Beats audio in it. And there was also a lot of computers, laptops, that had Beats audio.
Beats audio,
and what they would do is, like... You would go somewhere like Best Buy. You can't go into Best Buy without being bombarded by people that want to help you.
Absolutely.
It drives me nuts.
It drives me nuts, too.
Like, I generally have to fight not being a jerk in Best Buy. Because what I want to say, I want to walk in and be like, listen up. I'm here to look. I'm not buying anything.
Leave me alone.
Please refrain from talking to me. I don't do that, but that's what I sometimes feel like doing. But, like, you would go over to the laptops, and they'd be like, okay, well, here's this laptop, and then here's the one with Beats.
Yeah.
And they show you the one with Beats, and it's like, oh, here's the Beats audio turned on, you know? And then you get the one that don't have Beats audio, and it just sounds worse. It's fine, but it just doesn't sound as good as Beats.
Right.
I like listening with them, though.
Yeah.
Like I said, terrible for podcasting. They do not sound good. But they do sound good whenever you just want to listen to some Toby Mac.
Yeah, listen to some music.
Listen, man. My wife
They sound
got me
great
some.
For that.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Do you ever use them to mix at the church? Not mix,
no.
but
I sure don't.
Listen at the church?
Mm-mm.
You don't? I don't blame you.
I use Sennheisers.
Sennheisers, so good.
For mixing.
You should buy me 2 Sennheiser microphones.
Should I?
You should. Yeah, I feel like that's what you need to do, bro. At a discounted rate, just get those boys at the store.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
They make some good mics, that's for sure.
They sure do. And what's funny about what we just got through talking about is 2 of the questions on here is, one, how important is sound quality to you?
And then very.
Very important.
Very.
And then the
in
next,
everything.
The next question, what's your opinion on Beats by Dre? So many people don't like them, man.
Yeah.
They don't
and
like
And I
them.
Understand that. There's a lot of people that don't really care for bass-heavy stuff. I like it as long as it's not overpowering.
Yeah.
But... One of my favorite things about my wife's new car is the sound system. It's a Bose audio
it's
sound
so
system.
It's so good.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's so good.
It is.
Because your wife got the car that my wife had and unfortunately totaled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already talked about that. That was quite unfortunate.
But the car that I have wanted as my daily driver for at least 3 years now is the BMW i3.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not buy it unless it had the Harman Kardon sound system in it.
It's a deal breaker for you.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you think about it, that's Well, that's really when you listen to music, or that's when I listen to music is in my car.
Yeah.
I want it to be on a good sound system.
Oh, absolutely. It's got to be.
Yes.
And this, by the way, for those that don't know, Adrian is very involved with the sound in our church, and he mixes everything. It sounds wonderful. He makes the guitar sound really good. He makes the drums sound good. He makes the voices sound good. Everything sounds great. So thank you, Adrian.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Real quick before we go, because I'm running out of time here. Like I said, I got this meeting. The new Apple stuff.
Yes.
Are you interested in any of that?
I like the iPads. I really like the fact that they go edge to edge now.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. And I'm glad that on the big one that they did what they did as far as like making the actual body size smaller.
Right.
While keeping the screen about the same size.
Yeah.
That needed to happen. Because the other one was comically huge.
The 12.9-inch
Yes.
one? That has one.
I know.
I use it like probably once every 6 months. So
really?
That's enough time to forget how big it is.
Oh, my
and then
word.
When you use it, it's like, my word, this thing is huge.
It's huge. And every time I see one, I'm just like, is that an iPad? Like, yes, that's an iPad. It's huge.
I love it, though.
I do, too.
It's a wonderful screen.
I had the option to get that one or get this one that's the 9.7, and I chose to get this one because I was like, I'm thinking ahead, and I'm like, when I go preach somewhere, do I want to have this bed with me or do I want to have just the normal iPad?
Right.
And then one day, bro, I went to camp meeting, and this guy, he was in the row in front of us, and he was over to my right just a little bit, and he had one. And it was in an OtterBox case, so it was like huge.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And he's just like scrolling through the Bible. I'm like, I want that. It's so nice. I like the new iPads, too. The watch. Have you seen the new watch?
Yes, I want the watch. I'm more interested in the watch than the iPad.
Really?
Yes.
My watch is like on its last leg.
You got the original one?
Yeah, this
Me
is
too.
The OG.
Mm-hmm.
Does your battery last?
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
It does.
Bro, I can plug this one in and charge, you know, like on the charger overnight. Maybe 2 hours, it's gone.
You got the latest software on it?
I don't know.
You may want to check that.
I may want to. Because, bro, when I tell you it's like it's gone in 2 hours.
Because mine's been off the charger since like 8 this morning, and it's got 75% battery left.
Oh, no, no, no. There's no way mine would. I do like the watch. Do you remember when they first announced the watch?
Yes.
How it was like it was more geared towards fashion. And they had like that
17,000. Apple Watch edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like $17,000. Somebody bought that.
Yes. Brother Kevin Gravely actually told me he was, because he travels a lot for his job.
Mm-hmm.
He was in some place in Texas. I don't remember if it was Houston or Dallas. But he said while he was in the Apple store getting his, some guy came in and bought two of the Apple Watch editions.
Oh,
yeah.
That hurts my heart.
But you think about how worthless that thing is now, because it runs just as fast as ours does, which is barely.
Right.
And he paid that much money for it.
I don't understand.
Here's a tip. Never spend that much on a smart device.
Never.
Ever.
Under any circumstances. But what's crazy about that is, like, when they first came out with it, they were like, oh, here's this new thing. It's fashionable. They didn't know what they were going to do with it.
Right. Because
they had, like, it's fashion, but there's also health stuff. And then people were like, I like knowing how many steps I took. Then they were like, maybe we should start gearing it toward health. And now it's just, like, all about health.
Yeah.
They never talk about the fashion part of it.
And they've actually dropped the edition, the Apple Watch edition, completely.
They sure did.
Which the last one, the final one, I actually wanted because it was ceramic.
It looked good.
Yes.
It looked good, man.
I like ceramic.
I did like that one. I didn't care for the first one. I had no desire to get the first one, the first edition.
It's like, oh, the silver one?
Yeah.
Dad has one of those.
Wait, the...
Not the Apple Watch edition, no.
Oh, that's
what
I'm talking
about.
One
of the silver stainless steel ones.
Those are nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like those. I have no... I have a slight idea of when I'll get a new watch, but it's not going to be like tomorrow.
It's
going to be hopefully before the end of the year, but maybe not.
Mine won't be before the end of the year.
Really? Well, I didn't even pay for this watch, man. Robbie gave it to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I gave him... it was like the day before my wedding, and I had an extra iPad Air, the first one, just sitting in a drawer. And all he had was an iPad Mini. He was like, do you happen to have like a extra full-size iPad? I was like, as a matter of fact, I do. He said, I'll trade you this watch for that iPad. I said, let's go get it. And so we went and got that, made the trade, and then went to Baton Rouge so I could get married.
Gotcha.
Turned out good. Now,
I bought mine used on Facebook because I'm poor.
Well, I understand. I understand. I just bought Sarah one, also on Facebook, because I too am poor. She doesn't wear it. I know she's
really.
I know she's gonna hear this and get upset, but like it stays on the charger. In her defense, I think what it is, she doesn't like the band. It came with like this light blue sports band that doesn't really go with anything.
Yeah.
I think if I get her another band, she'll probably start wearing it.
Gotcha.
But anyway, okay. I had some lightning round questions.
Okay.
We've answered pretty much all of them already. So I'll just say we're not going to do the lightning round thing. I just want to ask you before we go your opinion on the death of the headphone jack.
I don't think it's that big a deal.
Did you when it first happened?
No.
Really? You weren't one of these babies that cried about it?
No, because I understand where they're coming from because I work on these phones.
Mm-hmm.
There is no space whatsoever on the inside of these phones. They are the most compact thing, and pretty much every bit of the space is taken up by a battery, and it still don't last all day.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a single-purpose connector, really. I mean, pretty much all you use it for is audio.
Mm-hmm.
And it took up way too much space to only do one job.
That's true. I cried about it at first.
Yeah.
Because I originally was not a fan of using Bluetooth. No particular reason behind that, I guess. I was just like, you're Apple. Make it work. Like, do what you've got to do and don't lose the headphone jack. And I whined about it at first. And then I got an iPhone 7 Plus and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. I don't use a headphone jack.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was fine after that. And now exactly. I have AirPods. Bro,
those are nice.
Those are so nice. Again, didn't pay for those. just had those given to me, basically.
But, yeah, all of Apple's stuff is really well engineered on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Because you see that all the time.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And but I remember reading a story several years ago where when they were designing the first iPod,
mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs came in to check out their design, how far it had come along, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the stories are famous of how Steve Jobs yelled at people.
He was a jerk.
Yes.
I'm just going to say it. He was a jerk.
He was. But he's yelling at them to make it smaller. And they're like, we've compacted everything as much as possible. It's not going to get any smaller than this. So he took it and threw it in the office fish tank. And bubbles started coming out of it. And he said, see those bubbles? There's still space in there.
There's space.
Make it smaller.
Right. That's crazy. Did you hear the one about the screen of the iPhone?
I guess I did.
From what I remember, is he had the iPhone. And at first, I think the screens were some type of plastic instead of glass. And he had it in his pocket with, like, some change and some keys.
Right.
He pulls it out, and it scratched up. He was like, what is this? No. He's like, fix this. This is not going to work. And so they had to like completely redesign how they were going to do the screen. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs, love the guy. Respect for him. He was mean.
He was mean.
And another guilty pleasure is you can go on YouTube and look up Steve Jobs angry moment.
Those are great videos.
Have you watched those?
Yes.
Man, the one where he throws the camera at the guy, he's like, it's not turning on. Let's see if an expert could turn it on. He, like, throws it at him. Wow. What a guy.
I remember whenever he was revealing FaceTime, I actually watched this live back in, I guess that would have been 2010.
You watched the keynotes.
Yes, I did.
I watched them, too.
I watched this live where he was complaining to the audience because they would not turn their Wi-Fi off. And
yeah.
It was making it where his FaceTime wouldn't work. And it's stuttering, and he's getting all upset. He's like, this would work a lot better if you people would turn your Wi-Fi off.
Right, exactly. And there was one where he was like, before he even got to demos, he was like, okay, there's so many Wi-Fi stations going in this room.
Right.
We can't have that. And he's telling everybody to turn their stuff off. He's like, I'd like for you to police each other and make sure,
yeah.
You know. And he's standing up there. He's like, I've got time. And I think that what he was making there was a reference to some kind of surgery he had just had. To where he wasn't going to die imminently. So he was like, I've got time. And everyone started laughing and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go, one last thing. LCD or OLED?
It depends on the application.
Really?
If you're doing something where the screen is going to stay stationary in certain parts for a long period of time, you don't want to do OLED.
Because of burn-in?
Yes.
Have you had any issues with burn-in on your phone?
I have not, and I was worried about it, and I even went into the settings and set the auto lock to even less time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found an article that said that somebody had done some testing, and mm-hmm. you would have to leave the phone on for, like, I don't remember how many hours. I want to say it was like 1,000 hours mm-hmm. for it to start burning in. So then I wasn't worried about it from that point.
Right.
So, well, it's not like an LG OLED TV where it's going to burn in.
No, bro. This
very
is Apple.
Easily.
This yeah. is Apple getting their screen.
It's
from
a Samsung screen.
That's what I was about to say. But they designed it.
Yeah.
Samsung built it. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Because everyone says that, oh, your screen built by Samsung. I know. But it doesn't. Samsung can't take credit for iOS, so don't at me.
Another thing for the Samsung people is everybody whined about Apple getting rid of the headphone jack, and they even said it's just because we're the ones that have the courage to do it first.
Yeah.
And now Samsung's not going to have a headphone jack.
Oh, dude. Everyone took the time to make fun. Google Pixel. They were like, yeah. you know, it has a headphone jack. Samsung did it, like you said. And now, like, Samsung is the only one who currently still has a headphone jack. But you know they're going to get rid of it.
I'm pretty sure the next phone doesn't have it. Does the Note 9 have a headphone jack?
I haven't seen or heard.
I don't think
the latest thing from Samsung that I've heard about is that foldable phone. Have you seen that? About the foldable
yes.
phone?
Yes.
How crazy
I heard
is
about that.
That's
really cool.
I am not interested. Are you?
I think it's neat. It'd be nice to have a bigger screen whenever you want it.
But it's like a square screen. It's like, I don't think I want that.
So
what
it's going to cause a lot of videos to be boxed out, and you don't want that. But
right, that's the thing.
Whenever they figure it out, it'll be better.
Did you see how they presented it?
I didn't.
They had the guy on the stage. They shut off, they basically dimmed the lights where you couldn't see the design. All mm-hmm. you could see was he was holding something. And he folds it, puts it in his pocket. If I'm not mistaken, when he folded it, it looked like there was like a second screen on the outside that activates when it's folded.
Yeah.
And if that's the yeah. case, that's going to be expensive.
You're just, right, because they're both going to be OLEDs.
Right, just throwing that out there. That's going to be three Samsung panels. I don't know how the folding mechanism works. Very interesting.
I'm trying to find out if the Note 9 has a headphone jack.
Oh, well, bless your heart. That's a whole nother podcast right there. Verizon is really, oh, really unfortunate. In fact, today, as I was waiting for, I went by Taco Bell. Shout out to Taco Bell. Please sponsor my podcast. I went by Taco Bell, and I was eating here at the church, and I was just trying to get something to load. Would not do it, man. I had to come into this building and connect to Wi-Fi to do what I wanted to do. I'm like, man. But anyway, I'm not going to hate on Verizon too bad here. Any final thoughts, brother?
I am wrong. The Note 9 has a headphone jack.
It does.
It does.
Okay, well.
I've seen something about one of their coming up phones will not.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen,
I mean,
yes.
It can't. Because
it's an analog connector. There's no upgrading it.
Right. we can only like boast in the fact that it's here.
Right.
But everyone else is looking at you with their AirPods in their ear being like, why? Before we go, because I just thought about one last thing. The notch. Are you bothered by the notch?
Not at all.
I like the notch.
I like it too. I think it's a neat design feature.
I think it is too. And now everyone has a notch.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Google Pixel 3?
Yep.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this deep on the iPad. Like it's crazy.
I saw something about when that phone first came out, it had like a software defect that actually caused it to have a second notch on the right side of the screen.
That is a feature, my friend.
Really?
And you can go in developer mode,
uh-huh.
and you have, there's like a, they call them cutouts, you know, not notch, but they have where you can have the regular cutout, or you can have it in the corner. You can do one on the top and the bottom, and then there's something else too. But yeah, that's not a bug. That was an option. I just don't get
why,
it.
Why, though?
I don't know. I just don't get it. But I have seen that renders of, like, this year, the phones look the way they do. The next year, it'll be the same size but a smaller notch. And then the prediction is the year after that, everything will be under the display, and it'll just be
behind
full
it,
display.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
I think it'll be neat.
I'm not looking forward to the $6,000 price tag.
Right.
I'm not looking forward to that, Apple. So, yeah. Well, bro, thank you so much for being here today. I enjoyed it, man. I know it's been kind of laid back, but that's okay. We have these every now and then.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you again back here next time at the table.